The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. This homily will hone in on just one word, namely, authority. Authority. Can you hear another little word hidden inside that word, authority? I bet you can. It's the word author. I am convinced that the most fundamental kind of authority belongs to the one who is the author, like the author of a book. Only the author of a book has full authority over what's in his or her book. Now, what is the opposite of being an author? Well, every high school student knows that is someone who is a plagiarist, someone who plagiarizes, the person who copies someone else's work and claims it as his or her own. You know, I have personally written 3 books of homilies. And by the way, they're on sale in the church office if anybody wants to. But I hesitate to label myself an author or the original creator of those books. Why? Well, I cannot point to a single word or a sentence or a paragraph that was entirely original. I have learned everything I know from someone else, and so have you. I just assembled the words differently on the page, like taking Legos that someone used to build a plane, but I used the Legos to build a boat. But I did not make the Legos. In the final analysis, there is only one who is author of all, namely God. And he has written the book we call creation. Compared to God, the author, we are all in the position of plagiarists. C.S. Lewis went even a step further, saying something more serious about Satan. He wrote, "Evil is a parasite, not an original thing." The word authority, therefore, is intimately linked to the word author. And because God alone is the author of all creation, he alone possesses authority over all creation, because he wrote the book. In the gospel today, Jesus' authentic authority is on full display. And by contrast, everyone else is seen as a plagiarist or, as worse, a parasite. We read, "The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." The people could immediately see that Jesus enjoyed the authority of an author. That is God's authority. while the scribes were merely plagiarizing someone else's work. Even a high school student could have seen that. A little later, an evil spirit senses Jesus' authority and exclaims, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." As C.S. Lewis observed, the evil spirit was a parasite, and he was now face to face with the origin of all, the Holy One of God. In other words, Jesus' authority is unique and universal. He is the author of all creation, and therefore he has authority over all creation. Now you might be wondering, what does any of this have to do with the price of eggs in China? What does this mean for us today? Well, let me share three examples where we may be tempted to usurp some of that authority that belongs uniquely and universally to Christ and falsely claim it as our own. First of all, God alone is the author of life, especially human life. That is why abortion and capital punishment are so wrong. When we abort a baby or execute an inmate, we attempt to exercise authority that is not ours over human life in the womb, over human life on death row. Only the author of the book of life has the authority to begin life and to end life. When we practice such a prerogative, we are plagiarizing and pretending that we have an authority that we do not. Secondly, Jesus is the author of love, and therefore our Lord alone possesses the authority to define love as well as marriage. Now I say this with great care and compassion to all those in the LGBTQ community. But when we try to rewrite the rule book of romance and redefine marriage, we are attempting to exercise an authority that is above our pay grade. Jesus said in Mark chapter 10, "From the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Jesus was not expressing an opinion that we can opt out of, but speaking with the same authority in Mark chapter 10 that he did in Mark chapter 1, the gospel today. How can he do that? Well, because only the author of the book of love has the authority to define what love looks like. And third, Jesus is the author of liberty, and therefore he alone enjoys full freedom. St. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand fast therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." But freedom does not mean we can do whatever we feel like. When Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. famously declared, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, free at last," he did not mean that we are free to act like fools. Liberty does not mean license. This temptation is especially strong for us Americans who feel there should be no limits to our freedom. Freedom is almost our national religion. But Jesus, the author of the book of liberty, has the authority to put limits to our liberty. Our seminarian last summer was Deacon Ben Riley. And you know, he loved to say, good poets borrow, great poets steal. I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds a lot nicer to be called a poet who borrows than a plagiarist or a parasite. But in the end, that all means the same thing. We are readers, and God alone is author, especially over life and love and liberty. That is why the Gospel of Matthew ends with Jesus saying, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Jesus has all authority because he alone is the author. Praise be Jesus Christ.